In today's other headlines, the January 6th Congressional Committee has issued a subpoena to the U.S. Secret Service for records and text messages from the day of and day before the attack on the U.S. Capitol. It marks the first time the committee has subpoenaed an executive agency, and it comes after the Department of Homeland Security Inspector General told the panel the text messages were erased after the watchdog agency asked for the data as part of its ongoing investigation around the Capitol attack. The Secret Service disputes that, claiming no texts relevant to the investigation were lost after agency phones were reset during what it calls a planned system migration. Starting today, people experiencing a mental health crisis can simply call or text 988 to reach the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline and speak to trained counselors. The Suicide Lifeline connects to an existing network of more than 200 crisis centers across the country. Modeled after the 911 emergency number, it is the first nationwide mental health crisis hotline in the U.S. In addition to 988, the old 1-800 Lifeline number will also remain functional. Parts of Europe are in the grip of a scorching heat wave. In the UK, the soaring temperatures are being treated as a life-threatening emergency. The government there met today to discuss how to respond. The UK's weather service on Friday issued a red warning for the first time ever, with temperatures expected to reach 104 degrees Fahrenheit early next week. That would be a record in a country accustomed to only moderate summer temperatures. Many buildings do not have air conditioning. Meantime, the high temperatures in Europe have created tinderbox conditions, fueling numerous wildfires across France, Portugal, Spain, and Greece. Tens of thousands of people across those countries have been forced to evacuate. And Russia today ordered all of its forces across Ukraine to step up military operations in order to prevent strikes against key Russian assets. But as fighting continues in the eastern Donbas region, Russian forces are now striking cities elsewhere in the country with missiles and rockets, killing scores of civilians. Entire blocks lie in ruins in Dnipro to the west, and buildings were reduced to rubble in Chihuyev to the northeast. The Pentagon estimates that as many as 150 civilians have been killed by Russian military strikes in Ukraine in just the last 2 weeks. And still to come on PBS News Weekend, how two COVID subvariants are causing a surge in infections and the role vaccines can play. And Nick Schifrin's conversation with a Saudi diplomat about issues raised during President Biden's Middle East trip.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.